Hello, Dad. It's Julie in Los Angeles.
Hello, Dad. It's Russell in Los Angeles.
Hello, Dad. It's David in Los Angeles.
Hello, Dad. It's Eros in Los Angeles and Mam too, because she's listening as well.
My dad probably isn't listening, to be fair. He's not in Wales, but...
What you have here, ladies and gentlemen, is the voice of David Tennant.
Hello.
Hooray! Who's with us,
and the voice of Eros Lynn, who is one of our directors, the director of Torchwood and Doctor who have joined us out here.
Yes, so David and Eros, why are you here?
Well, we were flown out for Comic-Con, which apparently 40 years ago started as a little comics convention in a basement in San Diego and has now blossomed to be this huge industry event for everything sort of fantasy and... What did they call it? They call it the Festival of Popular Culture, I think they're now calling it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's comics, films, TV.
Yeah.
Everything with a fantasy bent.
Yeah.
Sort of thing,
so like Doctor Who is right in the crosshairs for that. So BBC Worldwide and BBC America were very keen that we should all come and give it a bit of a punt at Comic-Con. So we did.
And how was it?
It was slightly mental. It was... it's like... I'd never been to San Diego before, so I don't know what it's like normally, but it was just... crawling with hundreds of thousands of fans from every single show, you know, but the streets were lined with people dressed as stormtroopers. Scooby-Doo. As we got out of the car, we were greeted by a 7-foot Scooby-Doo.
And it's not cool there, is it? You know, it's a hot place to be dressed in a big fluffy rubber costume.
Yes.
But there was someone dressed as Tom Baker with the hat and the really big woolly scarf and coat, and they were resolutely walking around in it.
But it is that, it's sort of, in a nice way, it's geek's paradise, and I speak as a science fiction fan myself, where people can go, and literally I think 150,000 people go to this place. It's the biggest convention centre I've ever seen in my life. Indeed, you can't help wondering, when Comic-Con's not on, what do they fill that place with?
And the organisation, I mean, the amount of security and people backstage and people...
The security is very funny. About four, you had 4 to 6 people, David, with you at all times.
He likes that.
To be honest, it's in my contract.
I mean, it was like being in the West Wing. You get kind of taken into the convention centre backstage, so you go through like all the industrial bits, and you go into your panels in a massive elevator, like a goods elevator.
A panel being, for anyone who's not been to such a convention before, as some people in Wales may not have been, you're in a big old room. And there's a table, and we sort of come on and answer questions.
But
basically,
that's a big room. That was like an aircraft hangar.
Do you realise how many people were in our room?
Was it 5?
4,000 people.
Yeah, which apparently was very good because we were on the last day and we were worried that we were the fag end of the whole thing. And actually, what was brilliant was that you often get told over here that Doctor Who's not so well known. And Torch was not so well known, and I'm beginning to deny that because and David, you're far too modest. You were welcomed like a rock star.
It was a bit like being Robbie Williams for a second. Yeah, I mean they did go crazy, didn't they? Yeah,
they were. And do you know, I was reading all our press clippings last night. You see, I have to say, I thought they did that for everyone.
Yeah,
and no, they don't. Yours was really rare and noted by the press and phenomenal. I'm really pleased.
I've got the press clippings.
Honestly, a lot of press clippings saying that was an extraordinary welcome for you and how deserved. And marvellous.
It was a standing ovation of 4,000 people.
It was.
Screaming.
It was a very partisan crowd. It was very pleasant to be to be there because, you know, they were sort of hanging on our every word, really, weren't they?
Yes.
It was lovely. But on this kind of, because of what this convention has now become, you're meeting the fans, but at the same time, it's a kind of international platform, isn't it?
And it gets
zapped around the world. And,
but what what we should say is you're often taking questions from people dressed as you.
A bit of that. I didn't see anyone dressed as me, actually, although my agent was here and she wandered the floor. There is the convention floor where they're basically selling stuff for every show in the world. And she had a wander around and had a photograph taken with a few versions of me. Which is very odd, because again, like you, you're thinking, well, we're out in America, nobody knows what Doctor Who is.
Yeah, not true.
Clearly they do.
Not true.
Not true.
And we have to say, David, at the Torchwood panel, Russell did spot an 11th Doctor in the crowd.
Oh, really?
I made him stand up.
How soon one is forgotten.
I know, because you know, I was staring through those spotlights, and through that crowd I could see someone with a bow tie, and he caught my eye as well. I pointed the bow tie as that. John Barrowman was talking at the time, so nobody was listening, obviously. and you know, he gave a little thumbs up like that, so I made him stand up, and I'm afraid he got a big round of applause.
But he's been very quick off the mark, hasn't he? Because the costume's only been out there for a week. So fair play to him. He's been shopping like crazy.
I know.
I suppose if you know that Comic-Con's coming, you're thinking, how can I beat there? How can I be ahead of the gang?
It was funny, though, because it's this great big floor full of merchandise and stuff like that, but we saw... when you're appearing on the panels, you see backstage. You know, you get hurtled through the cargo docks sort of stuff. It's like a gangland killing, the whole thing. It's like you're being taken by guards to some mysterious place. It's very odd.
Yeah.
It's vast, complex.
And my and one of the funniest moments for me was when we were coming back from the tortured panel. So again, you're with your four security guards being marched backstage, and then you come out into the kind of main lobby of the hotel. Was my boyfriend, who is not famous, was being chased by a fan with a camcorder who was yelling, "I love your work." And Russell,
if you're a fan of Doctor Who Confidential, then Julian is a big star.
What was his response? What was his response?
Well, he sort of grinned and took it.
Well, I think it'd be unfair. He is a BAFTA-winning sound recordist.
He acted the star. Yeah. It has to be with the biggest grin on his face. It was hilarious.
And we were all standing on the sidelines watching.
we were nonplussed.
We were nonplussed.
We were elbowed aside. So it was a good time, but you're not going yet, are you? You're staying out here in Los Angeles.
Next stop is Pasadena for the Television Critics Association Summer Press Tour.
Wonderful.
Wow. So does that mean, David and Eros, you're going to stay with us for a second radio cast?
Just try and stop us.
Wow. We're glued to this microphone.
Come back next time. Where our guests will tell us all they've discovered about Los Angeles and America.